flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. The path of bhakti is the reflection of the path of knowledge. The teachings of God are the essence of practices of bhakti. Whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you speak, everything becomes a ceremonial, a memorial, a practice. On the path of devotion, so Baba says, you should be utmost careful . You should have undivided attention on your thoughts, on yourself, because people will copy you. They will mimic you. They will imitate you. They will emulate you. So one should pay meticulous attention to oneself. The Murli starts with addressing children as rivers. This itself is a very great visualization meditation, where you see yourself as the purifying rivers. I am the purifying river. I am the master purifier. This itself is a meditation. I am the river of knowledge, the river of purity, and I am moving towards the ocean, who is the purifier, the ocean of purity. The river is moving, meandering, traversing, going through mountains, cliffs and valleys and terrains and farms, going through various villages, and eventually immersing itself into the ocean. So this itself can turn into visualization practice. I am the purifying river. So I have two works. One, to help those who come across whilst I float. And second, to unite, to mingle, to get lost into the ocean of love, ocean of purity, to become one with the divine. The river of divinity is moving towards the ocean of the divine. That is the first thing. The second thing is, Baba talked about three emotions, three types of people, or three types of sanskars. One is being compassionate, rahamdil. The second is a person who is having a lot of misconceptions, doubts, hesitations, fears, vehem. And the third is egoistic, ahem. So practicing being compassionate, compassion challenge. Look at the various experiences of life. Look at the different situations and the persons you come across, and note and see to what extent you are compassionate. Compassion, mercy, karuna, rahm. The second is vehem. Person has got fixed delusional ideas. This is like this, this is like that. It should be like this, I am like this. Almost a cliche. Repeating the same thing. But they are like serious illnesses like cancer, wherein the person looks hale and hearty from outside, and within he is becoming imbecile. In the similar manner, on the outside, a person with misconceptions, doubts, hesitations, fears looks healthy, but inside he suffers. There is no happiness. There is no sense of attainment and a strong sense of dissatisfaction. And it's a very serious illness. And the third is egoistic attitude. I did this. I want this. My name should be there. These are my achievements. So these are the three things. Raham, Vaham, and Aham. Baba said, work on these three things. Try to be more compassionate. Do all those works wherein you will get rid of the feeling of I and mine, and you will introduce Baba as the doer rather than I am the doer. Getting rid of this doership, getting rid of this I-ness, and entering into the arena of trusteeship. Vaham is most difficult because person is carrying a fixed idea. Very difficult to change. These people have a strong resistance to change. No matter what you tell them, they have their own story to recount. They don't agree so easily. Lack resilience. So this is a difficult group of people. How to get rid of this? It's very difficult. But yes, looking into the mirror of knowledge, consulting, counseling sessions might help. A man was convinced that he was a mouse. And he went to a psychologist. And the man said, I am afraid of all the cats. Please do something. And the psychiatrist, the psychologist, took a very long drawn out counseling session. At the end of the session, the counselor made him sit in front of a mirror and told the man, look at this. You are a human being, a strong, a sturdy one. You have eyes, you have nose, you have ears. Look at your hands. Such a robust look. Still you are afraid of cats. You are a human being, not mouse. And the confidence revived. And the man felt, what a world of illusion I was in. And the wisdom dawned upon him. He thanked the counselor, gave him the fees, and said, you gave me a new life. I am a human being and I was thinking I was a mouse. What a pity. I am really thankful to you. And with that sense of gratitude, he left the room. But after 10 minutes, he came running back to the counselor's room. The counselor said, what happened now? The man said, I went down where my car was parked, but there was a cat there. I got afraid and I'm coming running. The counselor said, just now I told you in detail and I convinced you with a beyond doubt that you are not mouse. Why you are afraid of cats? And the man said, of course I am convinced that I am not mouse. I am a human being. But what about the cat? Who will convince that cat? That's what Baba said. It is incurable, like cancer. First stage and the last stages. He has classified cancers. So, you have to work and understand what are the misconceptions you are carrying. The disease has become chronic. It's malignant with metastasis. Take help. So this Murli is about the different things, whatever songs you sing here on the path of devotion, they sing. Whatever God sings your glory, it turns into kirtan, bhajan and all those things on the path of devotion. Here you sing out of your super sensuous happiness. In the path of devotion, it becomes a physical dance. Here you offer bhog to Baba. There in the path of bhakti, they offer bhog to you. Here you place Baba in front. There they place you in front. Here you have the conviction, one father and none other. On the path of devotion, they all are like that. They also are unwavering. Very strong faith. Very strong devotees. Staunch devotees. Whatever you do, everything is copied, followed. Bhakti Marg is the copy-paste of Gyan Marg. You circle around in Pandabhavan, the four pilgrimage places, so there they copied you. But there are some negative aspects also. If you are careless, they will become careless. If you are disturbed, they will become disturbed. If you are having complaints, they will have complaints. If you suffer from misconceptions and if you suffer from ego, there they will have misconceptions and they will suffer from egos. So everything. If here you are not constant, ekagra, ekras, there they will be flickering, fluctuating. Sometimes they will worship Krishna, sometimes they will worship Ram. So their devotion will not remain stable, fleeting from one place to another, from one deity to another. So you will be responsible for their downfall. You are the great souls. You are the great charitable soul. You are the support of this world. You are the master god. You are the Prajapati. Prajapita. So you are the lord of the subjects. You are the great donor. You are the great charitable soul. You are the bestower of blessings. You are the compassionate one. So, this was in short about today's Murli. So, some tasks. One is you can take a compassion challenge. In order to overcome the ego, the I consciousness, in various interactions, in various situations of life, try to be more compassionate. You will find people making mistakes, blunders, insulting, going against you. Have compassion. They are under influence. One is this. Second is, you can practice meditation, thinking of yourself as the river, merging into the ocean. You can have some creative activities where on one side is knowledge, on other side is devotion. And you can think of the differences and find out ways and means to get rid of this misconception and this ego. Ego reduction exercises. Rather than using I have done it, let it make it a habit, a practice to say, Baba has done it, Baba is doing through me, He is using me, I am the instrument. I surrender unto Him, one Father and no other. That's the mantra, the slogan. So practice the sense of surrender in every small interaction, in every small work, seva, duty, job. Forge an unbroken link with the divine. Whether you are sleeping or doing anything, there is a sense of self-awareness and there is a sense of awakened consciousness. And you move in sync with the divine. With the divine principle dictates commandments. And the heart is full of joy. And you rejoice. You sing. You dance. With attention. Om Shanti.